KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN, live from Creston, Iowa. Here is KJAN's Chris Parks and Jim Field. Enjoy the game.
Thank you very much, Dylan. We are here tonight here at Creston High School as we get set for high school basketball action here in a varsity boys game. And the team we had on the air for you last night in the Atlantic Trojans as they travel to take on the Creston Panthers. And this one looks to probably be much more competitive than it ended up being last night for Atlantic, but they just played a terrific game, really shot the lights out last night over against Tri Center in Neola, and it was a good ball game for the Trojans, and they're looking to try to build off that here for a tough game tonight.
Well, that's no kidding, Chris. Last night's game was just, it got out of hand real fast, and that was largely due to the fact that Atlantic just shot probably the best they've shot all season long. They ended up 33 out of 49, or 48 from the floor. That's 68% from the floor last night. From the three-point line, they were 12 out of 17, 71% from outside the arc. That's just outstanding shooting. And in fact, to take it one step further, of their 33 field goals, they had assists on 23 of those. So you know there were a lot of kids moving the basketball around and finding the open player in that contest last night. I mean, right down the line, Chad Christensen with 21 points, 8 of 10 from the floor, 5 out of 6 from the arc last night of the ball game. All five of their starters scored in double figures. Everybody shot well. Sam Markham was 5 for 7. Stuart Hoig was 4 of 8. Dalton Franken, 5 out of 6. And also last night, Harrison Hoig was 6 of 6 from the floor. So, yeah, a lot of damage done by those five starters last night, all of them in double digits. And if the Trojans can continue to shoot like that, holy smokes, look out. They're up for a pretty good second half of the season.
Yeah, they really are looking forward to getting on, moving on down the road here. And, of course, the great game they've been looking forward to here tonight against a very good Creston squad as well. And they're off to a terrific start to their season also, haven't lost a game here so far. And this is kind of one of those games I think a lot of people around the state are going to have their eye on this evening.
Well, a couple of ranked teams tonight in Class 3A. Creston moved up to number 2 in this week's Associated Press poll, while Atlantic moved up two spots this week to number 8 in the poll. The Panthers come into this ball game with a perfect 9-0 record. They played a few close games, though. They only beat Lewis Central by 8 to open up the season, but then beat ADM fairly handily. They struggled a bit with Kemper Catholic with a 53-51 win. Other than that, Glenwood, they played them. They beat them by 12. Also, they defeated Harlan by 7 earlier in the season. They came off a win last Friday night over Clarinda, a 66-37 victory. So they're in pretty good shape right now, standing 9-0. They're 5-0 in Hawkeye 10 conference play entering the ball game tonight. A lot of confidence from that ball club.
Yeah, it's a team that also has a lot of experience out there and a lot of talent on the floor, and they're going to be another team that's going to play a very quick style of basketball, and they've got a lot of guys that can really move in the same manner that Atlantic can, so provides an interesting matchup between these two teams because it's so similar.
Exactly, and the Trojans, of course, they're 9-1 on the season, 5-1 in conference play coming into tonight's basketball game. They're a team that's coming off that big win last night that you mentioned over Tri-Center, but they've lost the one game during the course of the season. That was a home game to Kemper Catholic, and they'll get a chance to even that score here in a couple of weeks up in Carroll. They played a close one on the road against Harlan, rallying from 17 down in the second half to beat them by 2. It's been a season that's been kind of an interesting one. It's a team, when they shoot well and the shots fall, Atlantic can look really, really good. But they can struggle and rely on their defense as well when the shots aren't falling. That's how they rally back to beat Harlan in that ballgame. They play both ends of the floor, and that's what really keeps them afloat.
And a good, well-rounded team here for the Trojans, and they hope that they play a nice, well-rounded game here tonight against Creston. It's filling in here, going to be a nice packed house here this evening tonight in Creston for this varsity boys game here between Atlantic and Creston. And we'll go ahead and take a break, come back and take a look at the lineups here for these two squads. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Pierbolt Chiropractic, located at 404 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Let the certified doctors help you with your sports injury. They accept preferred providers on over 600 insurance companies. That's Pierbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic, 712-243-1554. Dairy Queen in Oakland. Try their blizzards, shakes, royal treats, and other ice cream products. They also have sandwich baskets with fries, taco and chicken salads, and nachos with meat and cheese, and, of course, ice cream cakes. Stop by today, Dairy Queen in Oakland. Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn. celebrating over 70 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity.
And welcome back now here to Creston High School here as we continue on with coverage of high school basketball for you here this evening as a nice matchup of ranked teams here in Class 3A between Atlantic and Creston. Of course, they are both in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. This game, however, will not count towards the conference standings. Kind of a goofy system how that works throughout the season as you play certain teams within your division that count all the time, and then across divisionals only count certain times during the season. So this one won't count towards that, but still a very important game here for both of these two teams, and we're going to see some interesting matchups here tonight. So we'll take a look now here at the lineups for you here this evening. For the Atlantic Trojans on the road, head coach Steve Blazek, we mentioned they're 9-1 overall, 5-1 in conference play, and here's their starting five. Number 15, Sam Markham, the 6'2 senior. Number 21, Chad Christensen, the 6'2 senior. Number 31, Stuart Hoig, the 6'2 senior. Number 33, Dalton Franken, also a 6'6 senior. And number 45, Harrison Hoig, a 6'3 senior. Your starting five for the Trojans.
Well, we mentioned last night's game with Tri-Center. The Trojans had all five of their starters in double figures in the contest. Three of them average in double digits on the season after last night. Dalton Franken just over 17 points a game. Sam Markham just a shade under 13. And with last night's 21-point performance, Chad Christian went from just a shade under double digits to just about 11 points per game. Harrison Hoig averages 8, Stuart Hoig 7. Dalton shoots 52% from the floor as a team. Atlantic shoots 45.5% from the floor, 31% from the arc after last night's performance helped them out. And they shoot 68% from the free throw line on the season, led by Franken, 79% from the arc. Also defensively, you know, we always chronicle that because it's such an impressive number. Atlantic with 85 turnovers on the year, but they also have 162 assists on the season as a team. Chad Christensen was 62, the leader in that category, and he also leads in steals with 37. Atlantic have 117 of those on the season, so those are pretty good numbers when you look at the ratio of turnovers to both steals and also assists by that ball club.
Definitely a very positive for the Trojans here, and we'll hope that that continues here this evening. For Creston, their head coach Billy Hyatt in his second season here at Creston. They're 9-0 overall, 5-0 here in conference play, and they'll send out this starting five. Number 4, Trey Thompson, a 6'2 senior. Number 22, Colby Taylor, a 6'6 senior. Number 24, Kanan Summers, the 5'11 senior. Number 30, Lucas Neitzel, the 6'2 senior. And number 40, Briar Evans, the 6'4 senior. That's your starting lineup for the Panthers.
Well, the Panthers have a couple of guys averaging double digits. Colby Taylor, their leader on the season, averaging just a shade under 15 points a game. Luke Neitzel just over 10 a game. Also, Trey Thompson and Briar Evans at 8 and 7 points a game. They're decent shooters, too. Thompson, or Neitzel, rather, shooting 59% from the floor. They have three players in the starting lineup averaging 50% or better from the floor. Also, Colby Taylor, 21 of 41 on the season from the arc. He's 51% from the three-point line. He's also their leading free throw shooter, 76% as a team. Creston shoots about 49% from the floor, 43% from the arc, 66% from the free throw line. They've turned the ball over 70 times this year. They have 90 steals, so they have some quickness out there as well. Neitzel leads them in that category. And they also have 103 assists on the season as a team. Kanan Summers leads them in that category. Neitzel and Evans are their leading rebounders, but quite frankly, that's not their strong suit. That's a very average number. They average right around 5 or 6 rebounds per game. So solid basketball team. They have a lot of pieces to that puzzle out there for Creston.
And a lot of guys that can contribute there for the Panthers as well. We saw them, it seems like just a couple of seasons ago, really kind of struggle with a lot of youth out there. But those kids have obviously grown up just like the Trojans have. And we should have a very interesting ball game here tonight with that experience out there on the floor. So that's a look at the two ball clubs here. They're just a couple minutes away here from tip-off. Both teams still warming up out on the floor. We'll take another break here, come back, and get you ready for basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Homes of Atlantic. Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle is your local trained dealer. Whether your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning needs service, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating at 887-838-4724. It's hard to stop a train. The Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn invites you to stop in and take a tour. You don't have to be Danish to explore the heritage and the traditions across oceans, across time, at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn.
Welcome back here to Creston High School here tonight in Creston, Iowa. We get ready for high school basketball here tonight between the Atlantic Trojans and the Creston Panthers here on the boys' side this evening, as both teams have finished warming up here, about ready to be introduced here to the crowd, and teams are getting ready now here to get basketball started here this evening. And of course, we talked about this earlier in the season. There's been kind of some unique situations throughout the year as far as scheduling goes with playing some games on back-to-back nights. So we'll talk a little bit more of that here in a moment, but first off, we're going to start the evening here by listening to our national anthem. Season a couple of times that the Trojans have already had to play on back-to-back nights, and now of course doing it here once again as they played on the road last night against Tri-Center. And of course the way the game played out last night for Atlantic, it's definitely one of those nights where I think you feel pretty good about getting back out onto the floor just to carry over that momentum right away.
Well, you know, early season, Chris, the Trojans really struggled shooting the basketball. They had to win other ways because the shots just weren't falling. But we saw them on a Saturday night, which was the second night of a back-to-back scheduling night up over in Norwalk, and they shot really well. And so we kind of were joking around that maybe they need to play more back-to-back nights and just not worry about practice too much. Just get out there and shoot the basketball and not worry about too much. And, you know, if they shoot like half as well as they did last night, they'll be feeling also pretty good about themselves this evening. They, as I said, 68% from the floor and 71% from the arc last night. Those are good numbers even back before we had the three-point line, and the offenses were geared more toward the lane than they are, you know, 20 feet away now.
Yeah, that's really impressive numbers for any team, any nine out. And like you said, if they shoot half that well, they'll be in good shape here this evening. So it'll be interesting to see if they can carry that over. They felt like they got into good flow, I think, early on last night, and both on the offensive and defensive ends of the floor. And it's nice to get out to that early lead, and as you mentioned in the game last night too, maybe it's nice too to have a game like that where you kind of, you know, ran away with it, so you had a chance for some of those guys at the end of the game to rest and get some of the guys out of there on the floor, kind of start to reflect a little bit and get yourself prepared for the next evening. So maybe that works in their advantage as well.
Yep.
So both teams have been introduced now here to the crowd, and we're about ready to start basketball here for you tonight. Creston in their home white uniforms with the black and red, the red lettering, and the black and red and gray trim. And for Atlantic, they'll be in their road black uniforms with the gold lettering and the white trim here tonight as we're ready to get basketball started. Both teams out on the floor now here. Dalton Franken's going to head into the center circle here, and he'll be jumping it up against Briar Evans. It's Thompson, Taylor, Summers, Neitzel, Evans for Creston, Markham, Christensen, Hoig, Franken, and Hoig for the Trojans. And the tap is going to be won here by Creston as Evans goes up high to tap it back into the backcourt. And they'll set things up here with Summers. He'll go right side over to Neitzel. Neitzel has it. He'll cross over, stop in the lane, pull up, and float one up, and that rolls home. He got it to hit off the front of the rim and then roll through. And the Creston Panthers get the first score. 2-0 here early on. Atlantic now with the basketball. They're working from left to right here to start the game. Dumped down on the block. It goes to Harrison Hoy. He's working hard there. Dumps it back outside, and they'll reset the offense. Christensen with it up top. He'll get a screen, stop, and dump it off to Franken. He'll pull one up from the top of the key for three. No good. Rebound on the floor, and it's brought down and out of there by Summers. Summers up ahead to Thompson. Thompson kicks it into the corner here to Neitzel. Back up front they go to Colby Taylor. Taylor guarded closely here. Man-to-man defense by the Trojans. Markham is going to guard over on the left side, and Trey Thompson gets a kind of a bailout. He just kind of went up in the air and flailed it up there, and they're going to say there was a foul whistled against Sam Markham, but they're going to call it on the floor, so we'll inbound it underneath. Inbound will come in here from Taylor. Taylor's going to lob it into the corner. Neitzel, I don't know how he stayed in bounds, but he's able to stay in the corner there and kicks it back up top. Gets it off to Summers. Summers working against Christensen. Behind the back dribble. Now we'll set it up here at the top with Colby Taylor. Taylor gets a screen, goes right side, pulls up for three, and he hits it. Quick start here for Creston. They're up 5-0, and Atlantic now back with the offensive possession. Christensen will cross over, drive into the lane. A tough pass goes off the foot of the defender, and it'll be Atlantic ball underneath. Christensen will key it inbounds. And they get it into Markham. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers early on as well. They're going to help on the backside, though. It's tapped away from Harrison Hoig as Evans taps away in front, and they steal it away. Up the floor, Neitzel slicing through traffic. Jump stops, goes up for a shot in the lane, gets fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. And a foul is going to be whistled underneath here against Chad Christensen. That'll be his first. Team foul number two here against the Trojans. And Neitzel will go to the line here for two shots. First one is no good. And now a whistle. And they're trying to...
They didn't stop the clock after the whistle was initially blown, so...
Trying to get things straightened out now here as one of the officials comes to the scorer's table. And meanwhile, players get a chance to stand around and wait to find out what they're going to change it to.
6:14 is what they're going to put back up on the clock. Thank goodness for the digital toys they have for keeping score down there on the benches.
So that will reset the game clock here, and they'll get things restarted here in just a moment. 5-0 your score here. Creston with the lead early on. One more free throw coming from Luke Neitzel here in just a moment. Neitzel sets up here as they give him the basketball ready to go here once again for the second try. Second free throw is up, and that one's off the mark, but it rolls through anyway. It hit, danced around, and then came back through. 6-0 your score now here for Creston. Markham now with the basketball for Atlantic. He'll get it off to Franken. Franken goes left side over to Stuart Hoig. A dribble drive, a stop. He'll pull up for the jumper from 15. No good. Rebound pulled down by Thompson. Thompson will throw it across here to Neitzel, and he'll go left side, working against Stuart Hoy. Crossed over, gets it in the corner to Evans. Back up top they go. They work it around the horn. Here's Taylor out front against Franken. Taylor will throw it right side. Gets it over the far side to Summers. He'll drive and kick it back out across to Thompson. Now back up top to Summers. Summers working against Christensen. Christensen up tight on the defense, and he reaches in and gets called for the reach-in foul, and that's going to be two quick fouls here early on against Chad Christensen. A mental mistake there by the senior point guard, and he may be coming out here very soon as Ben Nelson gets up to check in. Inbound here as Summers will send it here left side on the dribble. Lost his footing, went off his foot. No call there, but the Trojans pick it up. They run it up the floor, try to pass across a tough one over to Stuart Hoig. They say last touch by the Panthers, and it will be Atlantic basketball. Ben Nelson going to check in here as Christensen's going to come out with those two fouls. Markham will inbound from underneath the basket here. 6-0, 5:17 left to go here in this first quarter of play. Preston on top, and Markham now will run the point up top. Markham goes right side on the dribble all the way, high up, lays it home. Nice job by Sam Markham taking advantage of the non-help defense that time as he sliced down the right side of the lane. Summers will set it up now for Creston on the other end, off to Evans. Now outside, Neitzel over right side to Summers. Back up top to Thompson, and he shuffled his feet. Good call by the official as Creston turns it over. Atlantic will inbound here on the far side as Franken will poke it in here now to Markham. And he'll set it up. Gets a screen from Harrison Hoy. Goes right side. The defender falls down, so he tries the three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long, and Neitzel picks it up. He tries to run out in traffic. Lost the handle on it. Got it back. Should have been a traveling violation, but they're going to now call an offensive foul. Just contact there, and the ball goes out of bounds. They're just going to say they are going to blow the whistle there for the travel. So it will turn back over.
And Neitzel was out of control the entire time he was across the half-court stripe. Good athletes on the floor here, sometimes trying to overplay their hand.
Up top here, Franken now on offense for the Trojans. Will take a couple of dribbles and kick it back out front. Now it goes over to Ben Nelson. Nelson will drive left side. Go to the baseline, cut off there. Gets it out, Franken. He'll try the three. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Evans. Trojans so far not carrying over that hot hand from last night. Thompson now will send it over here to Evans. As Evans takes a dribble, kicks it over across to Taylor. He pump fakes, now goes inside the free throw line, jumps one up, no good. Rebound by Ben Nelson. Markham up ahead to Franken. He'll go baseline, pull up for the fadeaway jumper. That's no good. Rebound on the floor. It's tapped around and going to be into the hands of Colby Taylor. Up the floor, they push it quickly. Evans had a little bit of room. Now slices through defenders as he went right through the Hoyt boys and straight to the basket and gets an easy layup. Markham with the basketball now out front for Atlantic as he'll cross over, go left side. Backdoor cut now here by Harrison Hoy. He goes strong to the basket, but missed the shot on the run and the rebound in the hands of Taylor. 8-2 the score. Creston with the lead and the ball now. Taylor will kick it off to Summers this time up the floor. Now gets it back. 3:04 left to go, first quarter. Crossover. Spin move by Taylor. Lost it off of his foot. Now kicks it back out top. Over to Summers. Summers will drive right side, pull it back out. Nelson's good defense cutting him off. Right side they go now over to Thompson, way outside. Franken, now they try to add a little bit of a legal kick coming here. I don't know, they're going to call Dalton Franken with the hold. Thought they might have called the defender there for sliding over and hitting him with the hip check, but they're going to call Franken trying to hang on as he tried to fight around that screen.
Might be pretty soon we need to start evening up the foul. 4 to against Atlantic, none against Creston.
Pass down low now to Taylor here after the inbound from underneath, and now they kick it back out top as he got cut off by Franken. Summers over to Thompson. Thompson now goes baseline. Taylor, pump fake, spins, still spinning, now dumps it back outside to Thompson. Good defense by Markham. Now they switch, and Franken's on Thompson out front. Back over to Summers, then Nelson on him. Now it goes back over to Thompson, and Franken is matched up on him now after that switch a moment ago. Pass across now here. They'll get it into the corner. Neitzel tries to fire a tough pass underneath. He got it into the hands of Evans, and he went up. And they're going to call a reach-in foul as he tried to go up against Dalton Franken, and that'll be number 2 on Dalton.
So much for evening up the foul.
Yeah, also another ticky-tack one. He was not in a good position to go up for a shot. He was way underneath the basket. Just tried to wrap one up around. He's going to go to the line here to shoot two. Evans' first one is good. One more coming now here for Evans. It's 9-2. Creston with the lead here over Atlantic early on. 2:03 left to go, first quarter. Second free throw up and off the iron, no good. Rebound by Franken. Markham will push it now right side. Over to Franken. He'll try the three at the top of the key. That's off the mark. Rebound by Taylor again. Trojans not getting
any offensive boards yet here in this contest.
This is kind of starting to shape up like the Heartland game earlier this year, where they're settling for a lot of outside shots and not really moving the ball very well offensively, taking the first thing available.
Evans will dump it down to Neitzel. Nice cut by Thompson to the right side. He went down right underneath the basket. Markham was trailing, and he went up and just fouled him. So he'll pick up his second foul. And now three of the stars here for Atlantic with two fouls, Markham, Christensen, and Franken. And we're going to have a timeout before Thompson goes to the free throw line. Coach Blazek not happy. It's a 30-second timeout here for the Trojans. And problem stopping the clock again here. And they're going to talk about it again as the write-up off of the bench there. Coach Blake, the assistant, helping out, saying, hey, didn't stop the clock again at the right time. And they're going to try to get them to put a few more seconds back on there. I don't know if they're going to talk about it or not. So Atlantic struggling here early on. As you mentioned, settling for the outside shots. They're not getting many rebounds. And Preston so far kind of dictating the tempo a little bit more than the Trojans are.
There's no better way to shape up the game. Creston very patient offensively, working through their offense to find the shot. Atlantic offensively just settling too soon for outside shots, not good looks, not getting second opportunities at all. And defensively, they're working themselves into a hole right now. The fouls seem to be all skewed in one direction. It's six against Atlantic, none against Creston. And for those six, it's two on Markham, two on Christensen, two on Franken. Those are the three top scorers for Atlantic on the season. So they just need to be a little bit more patient and work through things and play a little bit better defense out at the point instead of waiting until the ball gets down in the post.
So Trey Thompson at the line here for two, and he's going to hit the first one. Got one more coming here. 1:26 showing on the clock here at the end of this first quarter. Second free throw also good by Thompson, so he makes them both. And it's now 11-2. Trojans trying to get something going now here. Markham will go left side. Looks down low, gets it to Frank, and he's tapped away from him. He saves it on the baseline, kicks it back out to Hoyt. Work around to Nelson. Nelson now gets reached in foul call here as Caleb Thompson gets slapped with the foul, and it's the first foul against the Panthers, and that's why you hear the rise from the Atlantic faithful.
The old Bronx cheer, and again, the clock didn't stop after the whistle. Okay. Third time now, everybody's getting a little frustrated.
Yeah, guys having a tough time down there. Malfunction or
there's some sort of a problem with it. It's not on the scoreboard. It's an individual handheld thing that they use. But, of course, that means there are wires connected to it. Who knows?
Yeah, they're looking at the scoreboard now here as officials come over to check it out. And guy with the timer claiming it's kind of been on a delay for him when he pushes that button. So I think they're going to go ahead and try to run it from the board instead now here from now on. So the inbound now here is Nelson will key it in after this foul. Inbound to Markham. Markham will get a screen here and go left side. Markham crosses over here, now goes right side, all the way inside. Thompson floats one up, and Sam Markham once again making his own room in the lane. He's got all 4 points here for the Trojans. It's 11-4. Preston now 47 seconds left in the quarter, and they'll spread it out in the four corners here, trying to get down to a last shot. Caleb Thompson, guarded closely by Nelson, will get it off now here to Taylor. Trojans trying to stay close to keep the five-second counts going, but Creston just trying to pass around. Now Evans curls down the lane, and they're going to call Harrison or Stuart Hoyt for coming around and trying to take it away from the other side. A little bit of stumbling going on before then, but they're going to call Hoyt for the foul. It'll be his first, and we'll have the 17 foul against Atlantic, so we're going to have a 1-1 coming here now for Briar Evans. Not a good situation here for Atlantic with Preston already in the bonus here before the end of the first quarter. Free throw on the way. That rattles home for Briar Evans. So he'll get one more. 12-4 your score. Preston leading Atlantic here early on. Second free throw up. That's off the iron. No good. Rebound by Franken. Atlantic up the floor here. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Markham passes it off to Nelson. Nelson, the bounce pass over to Hoyt. Now it goes right side to Markham. Markham, skip back across to Stuart Hoyt. Pump fake. Now he'll put it on the floor. Crosses over, kicks it back in the corner to Nelson. Nelson, a nice crossover, gets into the lane. Up with the shot, rims out, no good. Rebound pulled down
by Briar Evans. And now Markham flies in the way of the passing lane and tips the ball away. And it goes out of bounds here. And Preston will keep possession. 6.4 seconds left to go here in this first quarter of play. 12-4 Creston on top, and they have the basketball here for these final few seconds of the first quarter. Inbound here as Christensen checked back in for the Trojans. Inbound up top here to Summers. He's going to kick it back over to Thompson. Long three on the way. That's off the mark, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. So it's Creston on top after one, 12-4. We'll take a break, come back with second quarter play. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen, a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. His office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated. Member SIPC. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Give John Becker, Mark Van Tyker, and Lee Satoff a call to help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Call Seed Pros South in Griswold at 712-778-4486. For economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service, visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try Fairway's full-service meat department at 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Creston as we get ready for second quarter action tonight. 12-4, Creston leading Atlantic after one quarter. Honestly, Chris, I thought it could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been much worse. Atlantic just not getting into any kind of flow, and the shots aren't falling here early on. Like you said early, they're being a little bit impatient, and Creston's being very patient on the offensive end and finding some good looks.
Trojans have the basketball to start the second quarter. It'll be Markham bringing it ahead to the front court. The Trojans back with their starting five on the floor right now as Markham leans in, floats one up, no good, but a foul call. This official down there, he blows the whistle every time he sees any contact. That time it benefited the Trojans as Markham will get a chance to shoot a couple of free throws. It missed on the shot attempt. The foul whistled against Kanan Summers. That's his first. And Markham to the free throw line now for Atlantic. Chance to shoot a couple. So far the offense for Atlantic has been Sam Markham. And it continues to be Sam as he knocks down the first free throw. 12-5. He's got all five of the Trojan points. It won't last, though. The other players will get in the swing of things here. And once the shots start to fall, it'll make a big difference. Second try, no good. The rebound swept away by 6'8" Ryan Cook, who checked in during the timeout. And Creston with the basketball. Summers to the front court, across the timeline. Now the Trojans settle in to play man-to-man defense again this time up. Cook high with the basketball, dumps it far side to Summers. Knocked away momentarily there by Christensen. Summers up with it. Now Taylor, a long three tries, way off the mark. That missed by about a half a foot wide right. Sorry, Buffalo Bills fan. And that one is out of bounds. It'll turn over to the Trojans. Basketball belongs to Atlantic. They trail 12-5 here. We're just a half a minute into the second quarter. Christensen out top. Hoig, left side. It goes now to Markham. Markham a head fake, could drive, baseline all the way to the rack. Got clobbered down low as he got the shot up, no good. Rebound inside to Hoig. Hoig gets taken to the floor. The shot no good, no call. And Creston comes away with a basketball. Getting awfully physical underneath there now. The Panthers bring it down the baseline. Quick shot by Taylor's no good. The rebound is saved in the baseline by Chad Christensen. Long pass ahead now. It's Markham on the run. The layup is good on the feed from Dalton Franken. 12-7 the score as the Trojans work a fast break with Markham on a sprint up the floor. Summers now to the front court for the Panthers. They screen for him right side. He'll try to curl and leave it out top for Thompson. Now Cook back to Thompson right side. Franken working up on Thompson as he'll bring the basketball back out into the center circle and they'll reset the offense. Summers now to the right side for the Panthers. Dump it out top for Cook. Cook's 23 feet away from the basket. I'm sure they love him out there. Crossing it goes now to Caleb Thompson, the senior. A lot of seniors on this floor. In fact, all seniors on this floor right now. Thompson dumps it over to the right side. Summers with the basketball now, guarded by Christensen. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, 12-7. Panthers lead it.
Summers in the midcourt circle now, looking ahead as they try to reset the offense. They go to Taylor, far side. He almost lost that ball out of bounds. Taylor able to hang on. Now Thompson with it. That's Caleb Thompson. And we're going to have a three-second violation. Too much standing around by the Panthers. And we complimented how patient they were before. Too patient that time. It cost them. Breyer Evans and Lucas Neitzel back into the lineup now for the Panthers. Arguably two of their best players. As the Trojans bring the ball up the floor, trailing 12-7. 5:40 to go, second quarter. Franken, top of the key with it for the Trojans. He tries to drive, and we got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be against the Panthers. It's going to be called against Colby Taylor. That'll be his first, team number three against the Panthers. Ball out of bounds, far side. It'll belong to the Trojans. Atlantic will key it in out top. If they can continue to whittle away at this deficit. Inbound feed out top coming to Christensen. Christensen gets the screen, goes right side, takes it all the way to the hole. The flip up and good. Chad Christensen becomes the first player not named Sam Markham to score for the Trojans tonight. And it's 12-9, Atlantic trying to rally back. Panthers have the ball now, front court. Far side, Neitzel with it. He'll leave it out top for Evans. Left side, Summers on the arc. Back out top it goes, Thompson. He walks with a basketball. Thompson the head fake. I don't know if he walked or not, but it looked like it, and the official thought so too, and that'll turn the ball over. Trojans have the ball now as they'll work it up the floor. Down by just three here, 12-9. Up the floor, Markham pulls up at the elbow. The jumper's good. Sam Markham feeling it as he hits from the right elbow. It's a one-point game, 12-11. The Trojans on a 7-0 run to start this second quarter. Right side, Thompson with it now. Trey Thompson out top, looking for help, and a traveling violation. Give that one to Sam Markham. He flashed out in front of Summers for the steal, and that created the turnover on the pass that never was. Up off the bench now, it's Cole Thompson checking into the lineup for the Panthers. Trojans using some defense now to get back into this one. It's 12-11, Creston. 4:45 left to go in this quarter. Christensen to the front court, right side, crossover dribble, lost the ball. Leaves it out top for Franken. Franken the dribble drive, stops left elbow, and dumps it out top for Stuart Hoy. Hoy will hand it off to Chad Christensen. They'll reset the offense. Trojans out top. They double screen for Christensen. He'll pull up left side. Now drive to the corner. Markham. Markham off the dribble. The bank shot goes, but they're going to wipe it off and say he traveled. That caught in some traffic. They call him for steps, and the ball will go back the other direction. Back up off the bench now for Atlantic. Ben Nelson will check back in. Chad Christensen will check out. 4:21 to go here in the second quarter. That'd have been all or nothing. Atlantic got next to nothing in the first quarter. Creston has absolutely nothing here in the second quarter. To the high post now, Evans with it. Leaves it out top. Right side, Thompson. Leaves it now for Taylor. He'll drive the baseline. The quick pull-up jumper is up around and good. It hung on the rim and fell through. Colby Taylor breaks the Creston drought here in the quarter. It's 14-11 Panthers. Franken, left side now. Stuart Hoyk hesitates. Now drives. Dumps it off to his brother. The bank shot too tall, but right there on the other side is Sam Markham for the rebound and the putback. Board and a bucket makes it a one-point game, 14-13.
Markham continues to be in the right place at the right time.
Panthers to the front court now. Just over 3.5 left here before halftime. Neitzel, left side. With the ball, Summers. Out top, Taylor. Taylor off the dribble. Picks it up now, nowhere to go. Leaves it for Evans. Evans and Taylor play catch over the right side. Back to Evans on the arc. He'll leave it out top again for Thompson. Cole Thompson. Now for Summers. The right side, Evans. Out top, Taylor. Long three try by Taylor. No good. Rebound hits the floor, and the Trojans will let it go out of bounds.
A couple of questionable times that Taylor has thought about taking a really long three. I'm surprised that his coach hasn't gotten in his face a little bit about those decisions, because they've both been early on in the possession, and they've both been really bad shots.
Ben Nelson back out. Chad Christensen back in for the Trojans. 3:05 left to go, second quarter. Trojans could take the lead with a basket here. 14-13, Creston. Franken, right side, hesitates. Now drives to the baseline. The bank shot, too strong. Rebound, taps. Franken up with it. He'll turn. Little jump hook. In and out, no good. Markham the rebound. Can't get it to go. He gets it again and brings it back out offensively. Trojans out fighting the Panthers on the bucket that time. Christensen out top with it. Screen, right side, dribble.
cut off there, nowhere to go. Looks inside the bounce feet. Harrison Hoyt turns, faces up, shot no good. Got his own rebound. The putback no good after he got fouled from behind and no call. And the Panthers come away with the board. Boy, he's got a guy crawling on his back trying to block that shot. Out of the front court, Summers. Summers out top. Will look right side to Evans. 2:20 left to go here in this first half. In the center circle is Cole Thompson with it. Thompson looks to the right side, leaves it for Evans at the high post. He'll turn on the perimeter and now try to take it into the lane. The turn, the fall away is up and no good. Rebounded by Atlantic. Franken comes away with the board. It'll be Markham bringing it ahead. 1-point game, 2 minutes to go. Timeout on the floor. It'll be a 30-second timeout asked for by the Trojans. With 2 minutes left to play, 1:58 to be exact in this second quarter. Well, what a turnaround from one quarter to the other. They're just about mirror images of each other.
Yeah, I mean, almost everything you look at statistically is totally different here in this second quarter. Oh, Atlantic was not able to get an offensive rebound to save their life there in that first quarter. Now they're getting everything. They had five opportunities here that last time, but still came up short. And that's kind of a possession that they're really going to be frustrated with because they had a lot of easy looks that time at the basket, but couldn't come away with it. But Creston, we mentioned they were patient in that first quarter. Now they just look stagnant. There's a difference between being patient and just not getting into any kind of flow.
Absolutely. Trojans will have the basketball with 1:58 left in this first half as we come back out of the timeout. Creston still with the lead, 14-13. The Trojans have never led. This is as close as they've been. They were down 6-0, 11-2 at one point. To the front court now comes Atlantic. Across the timeline, Christensen, center circle. Summers picks him up defensively. Trojans run a double stack up at the free throw line now as Christensen goes to the right, drives all the way to the hole, stops, turns, kicks it out. It's Markham. Ball was tipped. Markham able to come away with the basketball, though. Markham out top off the dribble. Gets the screen, comes right. Looks back out top. The pass off now to Franken. Ball knocked away loose by the Panthers and stolen. Ahead it comes, and we're going to have a traveling violation whistle. Nice, the Trojans just got a big break there. Panthers were piddling around with the basketball, trying to control it and get it up the floor quickly for a three-on-one break.
Yeah, we called Taylor for it. He just kind of had his hand loosely on the ball. He really never had much possession of it. And that's what he's talking to the official about.
Ball goes back to the Trojans with 1:27 to go here in the second quarter. Atlantic across the timeline now is Christensen. So this is the kind of night it's going to be, huh? Christensen goes left side. He'll leave it out top for Franken. Trojans might be content to run some clock here and make Creston come out and play defense. See about hanging on for that last shot. They fought hard to get back into this ball game here in this quarter. Franken goes baseline right side. The fall-away jumper is good, and the Trojans take the lead. First basket of the night by Dalton Franken, and Atlantic has fought all the way back. A 13-2 run, or 13-3 run, and they lead it now, 15-14. Out top Evans, left side Thompson. 48 seconds left in the half. Down low, Neitzel posting left side turn. Open, cross the lane, and a basket and a foul whistled underneath way after the play was over. As they got it to Briar Evans, he gets the bucket. And then long after the play was finished, a foul whistled by the referee underneath. Yikes.
Extremely late whistle. I mean, even if you thought the call was there, you need to blow the whistle sooner because he waited. That ball was already through the hoop by the time he was signaling for the foul.
Dalton Franken on the foul. That'll be his third. Now, this guy's been struggling getting up and down the floor with these two teams, and, well, here we are. Evans gets the puppy, the freebie at the line, the one he didn't deserve. Evans will shoot one here, try to make it a three-point play. And he missed it, so there is a little bit of justice anyway. 16-15 Panthers, 38 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Christensen walks it to the front court now for Atlantic out top. Summers picks him up defensively. Now to Markham, 30 seconds left. Markham here right side. Off the dribble goes baseline. Out top it goes again to Christensen. Down to 20 seconds left to play. Christensen out top crosses over. He'll step it back. They'll hang for the last shot. Down to 15 seconds now. A double stack once again out top. Christensen, 12 seconds left. He'll turn, he'll run it to the right side. 8 seconds, out top, Markham. Markham, stop, 6-5, into the lane. Markham has his pocket fit. Up the floor of the Panthers. Now they just throw one up. It's way off the backboard, too strong, and too early. However, Cole Thompson, following the play, caught the long rebound, tried to lay it in. It would have counted, but he missed it badly. And that's the end of an interesting first half.
16-15, Creston has the lead here at halftime over the Atlantic Trojans in a really odd basketball game. We'll take a timeout and tell you why in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm Tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus, Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call, 641-742-5517. Outfitters Plus Retail Store of Atlantic specializes in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery or silkscreen on garments. Small to large orders accepted, that's Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic. Kelgrow, using innovation in seed, chemical, and fertilizer in combination with precision ag technology to help farmers grow their businesses. Kelgrow and Elkhorn, Atlantic, Oakland, Griswold, Messina, and Stewart.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here in Creston tonight as Creston has the lead here at halftime. That wouldn't surprise you, quite frankly, if you heard the first quarter. But it's kind of a surprise the way it's turned out, actually, as the Trojans made a nice rally here in this second quarter, largely with a lot of defensive effort. Started to knock down a few shots, and they were able to pick it back. They did have a lead at 15-14 before the Panthers scored last to make it a 16-15 game here at halftime. It's been a little bit ugly at times, and the fouls mounting on the Trojans. It's been an interesting game. It's been a time where there have been some pretty ticky-tack foul call things going on out here today, and Trojans have gotten the worst end of that so far.
Yeah, and the officiating hasn't been great, but also at the same time, Atlantic didn't come out with the kind of intensity that they needed to start the basketball game either. It kind of came out a little bit slow. Creston, you could tell, was a little bit more fired up here on their home floor. Maybe that's the motivation, but Atlantic was a little bit half step slow. I think once they scored a couple of buckets there in the second quarter and started to gain some traction back on the scoreboard, it really sparked a fire underneath them. You could see that each one of them down the floor after a bucket were coming back, getting back right away, clapping their hands, getting ready to go to play defense. But you saw a little bit of an extra spark there in that second quarter, and that's really what they needed to get them going.
Well, and the other thing, too, is Briar Evans and Luke Neitzel were doing a lot of the damage in the first quarter. They ended up with, 2, 4, 6, 7 of the 12 points in the first quarter. Between the two of them, only Briar Evans had a bucket in the second quarter, as they didn't play quite as many minutes in the second quarter as they did in the first, but they also didn't have the opportunities that they had in that first quarter. It makes a big difference when you keep the ball out of the hands of the other team's leading scorers.
Yeah, the defense just improved a lot for Atlantic in the half-court set. They're starting to be a little bit tighter up on the ball handlers and making them make tougher decisions. There was just a little bit too much space there in that first quarter where they could be patient and find the holes on the floor. And they were finding some good backdoor cuts and some open baskets. And Atlantic kind of cut that off in that second quarter. So that really was a big difference in getting them some momentum and slowing down those star players on the other team.
We've seen some weird games here in Creston over the years. I think we've got another one here.
Yeah, tonight. It seems like it's going to be another one.
Another one of those.
Anytime you get two teams together that are this talented and athletic, I think you're always going to have some kind of weird vibe to it in some fashion, whether it be, on the officials in or on the floor, the play on the floor. It just always seems to kind of work out that way, and we definitely got another fun one here tonight. Hopefully maybe it'll clean up a little bit here in the second half. We can see some more, a kind of normalcy to the basketball game.
Well, that's too bad the fans aren't into it tonight. They're all just sitting here on their hands,
yeah,
just quietly, politely. Yeah. It's been a little noisy. Of course, this is a teeny tiny little gymnasium to begin with. They bring the band in here to cover a portion of it, too. It gets pretty noisy in here, as you can tell. It's 16-15 here at halftime. Creston with the lead over Atlantic in this boys basketball matchup here tonight. We'll take a break and tell you more about it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all of your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry, for now and forever.
Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company has provided telecommunications services to Griswold, Elliott, Lewis, Lyman, and Grant since 1946. We are proud to be a locally owned company.
For a cool treat, head to Dairy Queen in Shelby. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Choose from their delicious banana splits, floats, shakes, blizzards, parfaits, plus much more. They also serve a full menu of sandwiches and fries. Stop by Dairy Queen in Shelby today.
Jim Beal, Chris Parks back with you here in Creston tonight. A couple of conference foes playing a non-conference game. Don't even ask how that works out. At that wacky, goofy scheduling they have in the Hawkeye 10 where you play conference teams and some of them just don't count in the conference standing. These two teams are the top two teams in the conference, though, coming in. Creston at 5-0, Atlantic 5-1. And we expected a real tight basketball game here tonight from two very athletic teams. That's the nice part about the game tonight. We are treated to some of the finest athletes that this conference has to offer tonight. Guys like Luke Neitzel and Dreyer Evans. And also on the other side for Atlantic, Sam Markham, Chad Christensen, Dalton Klang. I mean, they're just everywhere you look. You've got a lot of good athletes. Not just good basketball players, good athletes out on the floor. And that always lends itself to a very entertaining night.
Yeah, it sure does. You're seeing a lot of plays out there that you kind of look at that and think, oh, geez, I could never do that in my day. And kind of fun to watch those things and they can execute in some of the situations that they are able to execute some things. That it's just really fun to watch when you have that kind of talent out there.
You bet. Team's getting back onto the floor to get ready for the second half. Let's check the numbers for you here at halftime between these two ball clubs. First, the numbers for Atlantic, the visitors. Trojans with 11 points out of Sam Markham. He's the game's high scorer. It was one for Sam. Things would be a little tougher in the first half. He made some nice individual moves to get himself to the basket. Also had some help with some nice feeds by his teammates. 11 points for Markham. Also 2 points each for Christensen and Franken for the Trojans in the first half. Scoring for the Panthers, 6 in the first half for Briar Evans. Also 5 for Colby Taylor. 3 for Lucas Neitzel. And also we had 2 points for Trey Thompson. 5 of 9 from the free throw line in the first half for Creston. That was largely due to the fact the Trojans got whistled for a bunch of fouls early. 1 for 2 from the line for Atlantic in the first half. Fouls, well, if you're a Trojan fan, this ain't pretty. Creston has nobody with more than one. Atlantic has Franken with 3, Christensen with 2, and Markham with 2. That will be an issue early in this first half to see if they can control and work through that foul issue and not pick up, well, in Franken's case, a 4th early on. And in the other two cases, a 3. You get yourself into those situations, and that really changes the way you can play and oftentimes changes the way the guy across from you is able to play.
Yeah, and that's I guess, the one thing maybe that stands out more than anything else for Atlantic heading into the second half. They are going to have to play very smart to begin this second half of basketball because you can ill afford to have any more of those guys be sitting for much longer here in the contest. You know, Atlantic, we know they're a very talented team, but just not a ton of depth there on the bench for Atlantic. So you have some guys that can come in and, you know, fill some minutes, but you hate to have those extended periods where you have those guys that are really important to your team sitting out. So they're going to have to come out and play smart here and not make those kind of mistakes to get them in that situation.
You bet. Two teams back out here as Atlantic joins Creston back on the floor to get ready for the second half of basketball. 16-15 is our score here at intermission. Creston has the lead over the Trojans. We'll take a timeout and have the second half for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Horizon Equipment. As a farmer, you depend on your equipment to keep operation running smoothly. That's why you need the John Deere Certified Service Technicians on your side. Visit Horizon Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Southwest Iowa, with 6 locations to better serve you. Ed's Lawn Equipment, 706 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers sales and service on Aaron's and Echo products, Echo chainsaws, and lawn trimmers. Ed also has a good selection of used outdoor power equipment. Stop by Ed's Lawn Equipment in Atlantic today. America's Best Value Inn. Got family coming to town? Don't forget about America's Best Value Inn, located at the junction of Highway 71 and Interstate 80, just 5 short miles from Atlantic. Also, be sure to ask about the Atlantic special rates.
Welcome back here to Creston High School as we're getting ready for second half basketball here in this boys' varsity game. 2 ranked teams here in Class 3A, and we've got a fun one on our hands.
16-15, Creston with the lead here over Atlantic at halftime. And we'll see both teams get their final words from their head coaches here before getting out here onto the floor. We talked about the foul situation. I think one thing I should point out, too, that I noticed there in that first half was a guy like Ben Nelson came off the bench, played very good defense. He was did a really good job of staying close. He matched up against Kenan Summers and did a really good job of keeping him under control. So that's nice to know that Atlantic has that ability to bring in a guy to do that.
Atlantic doesn't have a particularly deep bench as far as guys who get regular minutes on the varsity side in most games, but they get guys who give them solid minutes when they do come in. Creston won 52-45 earlier today in the JV game. Let's see how the varsity game plays out.
Creston will start with the basketball here as we begin the second half of play, and the inbound will come in here to Kenan Summers. It's Kenan Summers, Colby Taylor, Briar Evans, Luke Neitzel, and Trey Thompson, the starting five out here for the Creston Panthers, as they have it out on the perimeter here. And Summers with the basketball working against Christensen. Still man-to-man pressure here by the Trojans. Pass across, so goes to Summers. Now back up top, Thompson. Thompson back to Summers in the corner. Summers and Thompson play catch right now. Now Summers looking to try to get it down low, but can't. Has to kick it back up top. Christensen doing a good job of hedging back so that Evans doesn't have an easy look at the entry pass down low. Across they go to Thompson. He'll dump it up front here. Evans going to try the three from the top of the key, and he hits it. Probably not a shot you expect him to take often, but he's able to bury that one and gets the scoring started here in the second half. It's 19-15 here. The lead here for Creston.
Evans 2 of 7 for the season from the arc before that one.
Out front now here, Christensen will cross over, spins in the lane. Nice move to get by the defender, then banks one off the glass and in. Good move by Chad Christensen. 19-17, two-point ball game here. Creston the lead in the basketball. They go into the corner now here to Evans. Back up top, Summers. It's Franken, Markham, Hoyt boys, and Christensen, the starting five out there here in the second half for Atlantic. And now Summers catches it once again up top, and he'll back it out to reset the offense as they go to stack down on the block. Kick it across now. Thompson got lost on the baseline. He puts a shot up, missed it. Good shot by Sam Markham going way up high to tap it. It went off the side of the rim, and then he corralled the rebound. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt got it stolen away from him by Neitzel. Neitzel to pass up ahead to Thompson. It's a little too far out front. Nice pass back to Taylor for a little jumper. No good. And now with a rebound scuffle, Hoyt can't save it before it goes out of bounds, and Taylor will now inbound underneath for Creston.
Taylor very fortunate. He was over the back of about 3 Trojans that time going after that rebound.
Inbound will be lobbed up top now here for Neitzel. He'll fire a baseball pass across right over the top of heads everybody to Taylor. Now in the side of the middle, they go to Thompson, and Markham, they say, got over late for the trying to draw the charge, and he'll call him for the blocking foul. The shot is good, and a chance at a 3-point play coming for Trey Thompson.
That's 3 now on Markham. Franken already with 3, Christensen with 2. Trojans will have to just play smart and manage the foul situation.
Free throw on the way here for Thompson. Soft the mark, rebound up high by Franken. Up the floor, here come the Trojans. They throw it over to Christensen right side. He'll drive inside the lane. Bounce pass, nice one over to Hoyg, and he gets a shot up and in right away as he went right off the floor to put it home.
I have no idea how Christensen got that bounce pass in there to Hoyg. It was real tight quarters, but a nice job on the bounce feet, nice job on the catch, and super job on the finish.
Creston now with the basketball back here. It's 21-19, still 2-point game now here. Taylor up top, he'll try a 3 curling off the screen. He hits that one. Took some ill-advised ones in the first half, but he's able to bury that one this time, and it's 24-19. Panthers with the lead. Now Franken almost loses it into the backcourt, but he's able to track it down before it goes across. Hoyg will kick it across to Markham. Markham thought about the shot, kicks it back to Franken. He'll drive inside, and a foul on the floor here before, as we have a reach-in here against Taylor. Colby Taylor picks up his second.
Yeah, Franken had about a half a step curling into the lane. Taylor's grabbed him by the shorts and tried to pull him back.
Christensen will inbound now here underneath for Atlantic. Having a tough time finding anybody. Now lobs it up high and is stolen away by Thompson. He went up high, now throws it across to Evans on the run. He goes up and gets the layup before Markham can block it. So Evans gets the bucket. Good hustle by Markham to try to get back, but they're able to get the play. It's 26-19 now, and the home crowd getting a little wild. Markham gets the screen, crosses over, kicks it out of the hands of Stuart Hoig. Franken saves it. Now it's up on the floor. It's stolen away by Neitzel. On the run the other way, in the middle. He tried to go up with it, lost it off of his hand. It's tipped away. Back Markham is good for the baseball pass from Franken, and he gets an easy layup on the other end. He'd never made it back to the front court, so he was there all alone. Preston now will set up their offense and slow it down a bit here after a couple of frantic possessions there. 26-21 is the score here. Creston lead and the ball. 4:17 left to go, third quarter. Lob pass here as they get Neitzel curling around the backside. Stuart Hoig lost track of him, and he gets the easy lob lay-in. 28-21, Creston. Right side pass for Franken. He crosses over, goes into the lane, forces it up all the way, off the glass with the left hand. Good job by Franken to make some space that time. And it's 28-23. Creston pushes it. Thompson will try a three on the other end, and he hits it. Nobody got up with him, and he just put it down. 31-23. Christensen now the other end. He'll stop and pull back for a three. That's no good. Rebound up high, tapped around. Franken comes up with it. Hesitates and now goes up, gets the shot and the foul call. He'll have a chance to answer back with a three-point play the hard way. Foul's going to be whistled against Lucas Neitzel. That was a lot of traffic down inside there, and a good job by Franken to hesitate, make everybody jump, and then he went over the top to get the bucket and the foul. Free throw up off the mark, no good there by Franken, and now we'll come back the other way here for Creston. 31-25 here is your score. Creston the lead and the ball. 3:20 left to go, third quarter. Right side pass over, or left side pass to Thompson. Now back up top to Summers. He'll drive all the way. Puts one up. There, nobody took and stepped in front of him, and they just kind of let him go down the left side of the lane. He gets the easy lay-in. So Summers with his first bucket of the game. And it's now 33-25, Panthers lead. Markham will try the three on the other end, left side, missed it. Harrison Hoy gets the rebound, kicks it out to Franken. He'll pull up for the three. That's good. Big shot there from Dalton Franken, and he's starting to turn on the scoring a little bit here in this third quarter. And it's now a five-point game, 33-28. Summers will kick it over left side now to Thompson. Back up top to Taylor. Taylor over right side to Summers. Summers up top to Neitzel. He'll drive. Pull up from the elbow. No good. Tried to follow his own basket. Didn't get there. Taylor, though, cracked down the long rebound, and now it's missed. They try to fly in with Evans, and he went up and hung on the rim. The ball hit and then went back through. They should have called a technical for hanging on there. Basket interference, but he gets it to go through, and they'll count it. 35-28. Now the pass. A nice move by Markham. Got it off to Dalton Harrison Hoig. He ran into a lot of traffic. No call. And then the ball stolen away. And now Creston loses it out of bounds the other way. It'll be Atlantic basketball. They try to press out and run it out that time. Atlantic will inbound here as the crowd gets a chance to catch their breath for a moment. 35-28. Panthers lead. Hand off to Markham. He'll curl around. Three at the top of the key. That's no good. Quick, a little bit too quick on the trigger that time. And now Thompson gets the rebound for Creston.
Somebody needs to get back. Neitzel was wide open up the floor, and nobody trailed him back up the floor after that rebound.
Pass over to Summers here. Into the corner, Neitzel working against Markham now. Back up top. They hand it off to Taylor. Taylor goes left side with it. Thompson. He'll back it up top. Slowing things down. Taylor now into the corner. They go to Evans. Evans, the pump fake. Now he kicks it up top to Summers. Summers back to Evans. Evans, a dribble. Now lobs it down low to Taylor. He got behind the defense. Shot up too strong off the glass. Rebound by Franken. Franken will try to dribble it out up into the front court himself now here. Has Taylor on his back, but he stops and jumps one home from about 8 feet and gets it to go home.
Oh, he's having a big third quarter.
35-30. Five-point game again. 56 seconds left to go here in this third quarter of play. A couple of ranked teams here in Class 3A duking it out. Right side dribble. Summers got around. Christensen goes to the rack, and a foul call here as Hoig got over late to try to get in there to defend the shot. And Harrison Hoig is going to pick up his first foul. And we'll go to the line now here to shoot two as Kanan Summers will be at the strike. 48 seconds showing here on the clock, and the first free throw no good. Up off the bench, Caleb Thompson checks in. Also, Jay Wolf checks in now here for Creston, getting a couple of minutes as Neitzel and Taylor will take a break. Give them a little extra time here before the quarter break. Free throw up on the way by Summers. He knocks the second one down, so he's got 3 points now. He'll check out as they'll bring in Cole Thompson. Also up off the bench, Ryan Cook will come in as Briar Evans will check out. 48 seconds to go in the quarter, 36-30. Creston with the lead. Atlantic now the basketballers. Franken will bring it up the floor this time. Franken's going to get a screen from Harrison Hoig. He goes right side with it, all the way to the corner baseline. Crosses over, now goes inside, pulls up from 13, gets it to roll home. Tough shot by Dalton Franken.
Tough shot considering he had a hand on him most of the way. He was pushed and shoved all the way into the corner.
Up the floor now here, Cole Thompson has it. 23 seconds to go here in the quarter. Thompson working against Christensen. He'll pick up his dribble, throw it down left side. A pump fake there by Wolf. Now he'll kick it back up top. Markham got in the way, stole it. He goes the other way, and the layup, no good. No foul call. The follow-up is good, though, by Stuart Hoig as he tracked down the basketball and put it right in. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbound, a long three-quarter court. Shot is way off the mark here, and that'll end it in a two-point game here after three. Creston leads at 36-34. Jim Field will have the call of the fourth quarter coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie, the place to take your auto for expert repair on all makes of American and foreign vehicles. Call Phil Hetrick for expert auto repair at Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie. Walnut Creek Fertilizer, the place for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs, including custom application and expert advice from their agronomy field specialists. Call Walnut Creek Fertilizer at 784-3887 or Jim Walter at 243-2784. And the TV Store, your Sony authorized dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call at 243-3032. That's the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Creston as we go to the fourth quarter. 36-34, both these teams scored more points in the third quarter than they did in the first half. A 20-19 edge for Creston. They took a one-point halftime lead and doubled it. 2 points, 36-34, Atlantic with a basketball as we start this fourth quarter. Dalton Franken with the ball for the Trojans. He brings it to the front court. Both teams with their starting fives on the floor. Franken into the lane. The leaner left side up and good. He crawls through. Franken having a big second half. And the Trojans have tied the game now at 36 apiece. To the front court. Creston with a basketball. Atlantic led only once at 15-14. Panthers have it. Neitzel right side now. Summers on the arc. Summers picks up the dribble and brings it back out top now. Christensen guarding him. Atlantic stays in the man-to-man. Now off it goes to Taylor. High post Evans. Evans guarded by Hoig in the lane. Dumps it off. Nearly stolen. Now Summers drives the lane. The bounce feed to the baseline. Neitzel drives. Dumps it for Evans. Oh, he missed the layup. He hit the front of the rim with it. The rebound taken out of there by Harrison Hoig into the front court. The Trojans chance to take back the lead. Dalton Franken with the ball out top. Franken working one-on-one against Taylor. Taylor tries to strip it away and a foul call. Taylor reaching in, picking up his third foul. I actually think he might have got away with the steal if he wouldn't have put the other arm on the opposite hip as he tried to go around him to get the ball. Trojans will have the basketball out of bounds on the far side. They'll inbound it out top to Sam Markham. Markham will set the offense from the top now. Gets the screen, goes left, down low, stops, pulls up the banker off the glass, no good. Rebound, Evans underneath for the Panthers. And Evans' pass tip knocked away and taken away by the Trojans. Sam Markham with the steal and the save down low as he flips it back inbound, grabbed by Franken. And now out top, Chad Christensen with it. Christensen right side off the dribble. Out top to Harrison Hoig. Left side, Markham. Markham, Franken, setting up out top. Lines up the three. It's no good. High off the back of the rim. Rebound. Fought for. Grabbed underneath by Hoig. No good on the shot on the putback. Markham follows it and takes it back out to Christensen. The three. Good from the right side. Chad Christensen ferries the triple from the right wing, and the Trojans take a 39-36 lead.
Panthers with a basketball to the front court. Right side, Summers with it. He'll drive to the baseline. Cut off there. Shuffles it off now to Neisel. Head fake. Bank shot is good. Luke Neisel to the rack for two. 39-38. In case you're wondering, Neisel, they list him at 6'2". He plays bigger than that. Front court now. Christensen with it. 1-point lead for the Trojans. Shot or pass inside. Tipped away, but right to Franken for the Trojans' keep. Markham outside. 5:40 left to play in the fourth quarter. Christensen on the dribble out top. Drives the right side now. Leaves the behind the back now to Franken. Franken one-on-one against Neisel. Drives the fall away. Right side up. No good. Rebound. Back up and in by Harrison Hoy.
Stewart flying in there that time.
Oh, the Stewart with the back. It was one of those two. They look alike. They should. They're twins. 41-38 Trojans. Drive into the lane. Oh, Kanan Summers got caught in a quadruple team as he dribbled into traffic and lost the ball. Tapped away, taken by the Trojans to the front court. Franken left side. The dribble. Out top, Stewart Hoyk. They'll reset the offense. No advantage. They'll go from the top. Christensen with the basketball on the dribble now as he gets the high screen and goes to the right side. Stop. It's open. The 15-footer is up and good. Dan Christensen knocks down the bucket. Timeout, Panthers. Preston has led nearly the entire game. All of a sudden here in the fourth, they're down by five. It's 43-38. Trojans lead it. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Bridges Hybrid House, your Asgro DeKalb dealer is Thad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgro salesman, Thad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgro today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary. The Pizza Ranch has great deals to accommodate your family. Choose from the pizza, chicken combo, or the Texas size ranch pack. Then choose your two sides of cheesy ranch sticks, chicken fries, cactus bread, or a pint of potato salad. As the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. J&S Carpentry of Atlantic, offering quality professional work on bathroom and kitchen remodeling. They'll even build you a brand new house. No job is too big or too small. Give J&S Carpentry of Atlantic a call today, 243-5788. That's 243-5788.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Creston tonight. 43-38, Atlantic has turned around as big as a 9-point deficit early into a 5-point lead here with 4:45 left to play in the fourth quarter. Creston with the basketball front court. They go left corner. That's Neisel with the drive, the kick out. Summers into the lane, steps across, no shot there, fires it back to Neisel left side. They're trying to post low with Taylor, the lob underneath. He's way down on the baseline, and he's 3 seconds in the lane. They're going to whistle him for too much time down low, and that'll turn the basketball back over. They were desperately trying to post Colby Taylor down low. You know, it's an old trick they've used for a long time here at Creston, turning the heat up, literally, on game nights in the gymnasium. It is very hot in here. And you can see the players all, not just the ball game, but the heat in this gymnasium, too, taking its toll. Christensen now, front court for the Trojans, out top now to Franken. Franken right side, Markham well off the arc. 4:10 left in the fourth quarter. Trojans lead by five. Markham crosses over, down low. Quick pass, nice steal by Briar Evans, and a foul against the Trojans. Harrison Hoyg reaches in from behind and picks up the foul. That was good anticipation by Evans.
Yeah, it was. A really good job that time, and Markham kind of got himself trapped. He worked too far down along the baseline and just had to do something to get rid of the ball, and just an ill-advised look that time.
Panthers basketball, they trail by five. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They get it to the front court. Thompson out top of the Trey Thompson, guarded by Franken. Left side, Evans. Now off it goes to Summers. Again, they're going to try to post low with Colby Taylor as he scoots across the lane. It's not there. They'll bring it back out top. Summers out top on the dribble. Now trying to reset the offense. Left side it goes to Neisel out on the arc. Neisel back up top to Evans. Now right side Summers. Summers on the circle. Looking low. Can't find anyone. Now tries to drive the lane. Stops. The short jumper is short. Off the front of the rim. No good. Low almost. Frustration, not able to find anything, and he came up short-arming it, and Christensen with a rebound for Atlantic, and a timeout by the Trojans. We'll take a break. 3:22 left in the fourth. 43-38, Atlantic on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Main Street Market in Anita. Stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer you the fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small-town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market on Main Street in Anita, open 7 days a week. The Siding Doctor in Marnie. Give them a call for free estimates on siding, replacement windows, doors, trim, and insulation. That's the Siding Doctor in Marnie. For all of your real estate farmland sales, give Wayne Hansen a call at 712-773-4692. If you have farmland you're thinking of selling, call Wayne Hansen at 712-773-4692.
Minutes 22 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. 43-38 to score. Atlantic has the lead over Creston. The Panthers, I think that the Trojans will have the ball as we come back out of the timeout. Atlantic will inbound at center court.
I think that was a really good timeout call by Coach Blazek. You could tell everybody kind of getting winded. It was a lot of up and down pace there for a long time.
Everybody dragging those shirt tails out to rub the brow. Trojans ball front court. Christensen out top with it on the dribble against Summers. He'll leave it right side. That's Stuart Hoig out on the perimeter. And he'll leave it for Dalton Franken. Franken looking to the right. Back to Hoig. Hoig the bounce pass into Harrison. Knocked away and stolen. Up the floor comes Thompson. Off it goes now. Back on the pass as Michael sent it right back to Thompson, who banked one in on the other side. Looked like an ill-advised pass, but it snuck through. And the layup makes it 43-40. Trojans by three with 2:45 left to go. Markham right side, the dribble drive against Neitzel. The floater up, he's blocked and fouled. Neitzel called for the foul. Hard to see for our angle. It was on the other side, but a lot of activity there. But
yeah, Neitzel
got all ball with his hand.
Yeah, it looked like it came off the ball and then hit him in the wrist, and that's where the foul came from.
That'll send Markham to the line to shoot two here for the Trojans. Neither's team is in the bonus. Markham makes the free throw here. Markham with 14 points here in the ball game, 11 of those in the first half. He really kept the Trojans afloat on the scoreboard early when they were struggling.
That's something to note, too. No bonus. Looks like free throws aren't going to affect other than just a shooting foul.
Markham's second try, good. Makes them both. Trojans lead back to five at 45-40. Up the floor come the Panthers. 2:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. They post up high with Evans, right side. He drives, turns, tries to lean in. The short shot missed it. Rebound. He got his own. Feeds it back out to Summers. Now Taylor, top of the circle. Thompson, long three from the left side. No good. Rebound tapped out, and it's controlled by Harrison Hoy. Trojans with the ball, a five-point lead, and just 2:12 on the fourth quarter clock. They bring it across the timeline. Christensen barking out signals. Markham open here left side. Looks at the three. Won't take it. Dumps it low. Harrison Hoig in traffic. Called for traveling. Got the ball down on the block. Went up for the shot. Ran into some traffic. They hit him for steps, and that'll turn it over. 2:04 remaining here as the Panthers inbound in the backcourt. Up the floor comes Summers. Under two to play. Summers right side gets the screen, tries to drive to the baseline, now gets past, the bounce feed across the lane, Evans saves it, leans, the duck in, the shot up, and no good, and Markham the rebound. Tough shot, nice effort by Evans, nice job just to keep that ball in his hand. Out of the front court, Trojans have it. Minute 38 left to play here in the fourth quarter, Markham left side, they look out top at Franken, right side, open Stuart Hoig to the corner to Christensen. Christensen will bring it back out top on the dribble. Down to a minute 25 to play. Christensen right side.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dusty's Place in Griswold offers daily noon specials and nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy great home-cooked meals at Dusty's Place on Main Street in Griswold. Partners Insurance at 6th and Walnut at Atlantic, offering a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Paul Price or Ken Christensen with Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all of your insurance needs. And Anytime Fitness at Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza. agents today.
Take the back side. He'll bring it across the timeline. 48 seconds left and a foul out front, whistled against the Panthers. That'll be on Trey Thompson. That will be his first. Team foul number 6 against the Panthers. So no free throws yet here for the Trojans. Dalton Franken now will inbound here at center court. He'll lob it to the backside. Christensen up high to get it, and immediately he's fouled as Luke Neitzel wraps around him and commits the foul. That'll be his fourth. And we'll walk to the other side now and shoot free throws with 45 seconds remaining here in the basketball game. Chad Christensen will go to the line for the one and bonus. Christensen at the line for the Trojans. Front end of the bonus on the way. And it is in and out. No good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Panthers have it up the floor. Summers, front court. 40 seconds left. Trojans by 5. Right side, Neitzel drives. Dumps it outside to Evans. Out top it goes to Summers. Across now, Thompson. Summers, top of the arc. Long three is no good. High rebound taken inside by the Trojans. It's Markham. He'll feed it ahead. Harrison Hoyt chases it down. Runs it up the floor and gets fouled. That'll be a shooting foul as Breyer Evans will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. And the Trojans will send Harrison Hoig to the free throw line now with 25 seconds remaining. Hoig with a chance to shoot a couple here for the Trojans. 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Atlantic by 5, and Harrison Hoig with the free throws coming. First one on the way is no good. One more coming here for Hoig, and we're going to have a timeout first, as Creston will ask for a full timeout. We'll just leave it right here during this break as the Trojans try to finish things off here. 25.4 to be exact on the clock right now in a 45-40 contest. Atlantic with a 5-point lead. The Trojans have trailed tonight by as many as 9 points early. That was at 11-9. But they've been able to rally back, get back in the basketball game, as they have the 5-point lead here.
Yeah, it's been a good night's up-and-down basketball game here, and Atlantic still continuing to do enough on the defensive end here to keep themselves out in front here in this basketball game, and they're able to hang on to the lead here late and hopefully can continue to do so.
So we come out of the timeout. Harrison Hoig, who missed the first free throw, will have one more coming. It'll still be a two-possession game no matter what happens with this free throw. Trojans will either be up 5 or up 6. Just 25 seconds remaining. Hoig steps to the line, and his second try is on the way, and this one is no good. Dances off the rim, rebounded by the Panthers. Evans ahead to Neitzel, 20 seconds left. Neitzel to the front court, drives the right side to the baseline, steps across, nowhere to go, fires it out top. It's Thompson, well off the arc. He drives, lost the ball, it's on the floor, and fighting for it to the Trojans, they come up with it. Atlantic has it, Christensen has it, as he brings it out on the dribble and gets fouled in the backcourt. Nice muscle underneath by Harrison Hoig. He was the one who came away with a loose ball and got it off to Christensen. Christensen gets fouled, and we have just 8 seconds now left to play in the basketball game as Christensen to the line now to shoot the one and one. Trojans will back off into the back court. The only player down there is Christensen, who's prepared to shoot the bonus. The front end on the way. It is good. 8 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. 46-40 now the lead for Atlantic. Second one is also good. He hits them both. 47-40. 8 seconds left. Creston will inbound. Up the floor is Thompson. Right side, Evans. He steps out for the three ball. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Markham, and he'll dribble it out. That'll do it. 47-40, the final. Atlantic a winner as the buzzer sounds here in a warm gymnasium in Creston. The Trojans rally back to win it 47-40 here over the Panthers tonight. We'll take a break and wrap this one up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast was brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Atlantic Municipal Utilities has rebates available on energy-efficient electric heat pumps. They are one of the least expensive ways to heat and cool your home. Stop by your local dealer for more information. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility. Steve Sisler, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group, disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Brocker, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Anita, 712-762-4191.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Creston tonight as the Trojans come up a winner here, and it was not easy. In fact, it was in doubt for much of the night here this evening as the Creston Panthers fought hard right down to the end, but come up just a little bit short here tonight in this matchup of Hawkeye 10 conference teams. Well, it's not a conference game. It doesn't count in the conference standings. So these two teams battling hard here tonight, but it's not going to make a dent in the conference numbers. Atlantic does pick up the victory here. They're going to go to 10-1 on the season. A hard-fought game and a very heady, gutsy performance tonight by the Trojans. It seemed like in the first half everything was against them. They just couldn't get the fouls called. They just couldn't seem to get the shots to fall. I mean, it just seems like every time you turn around, there was something going against them in that first half. But they played it out. They were only down 12-4 at the end of the first quarter after being down as many as 9 and 11-2. But they took it around and turned it around in the second quarter to get it back to within a point at halftime. And then they fell behind early in the third quarter again. I thought that was really the rallying point because you're always concerned about coming out of the locker room. Trojans fell down by as many as 8 points in that third quarter. But they were able to rally back and shave that lead down again before the end of the break. And then the fourth quarter, they knew was going to be theirs.
Yeah, they really kind of came out and started to impose a little bit more of their will there in that third quarter, and especially Dalton Franken. He really took control, starting to score the basketball for Atlantic in that key stretch where it got him back into the basketball game. And you knew at some point that he kind of had to go out there and do his thing, and he started to do it there in that third quarter. And the defensive pressure really stepped up, too. From the second quarter on, they did a great job of being very active, playing good defense, working very hard to get loose balls, to get rebounds. They started to get many more offensive rebound and second chances there in that second quarter and second half, and that really paid dividends at the end of the day.
Yeah, it sure did, as they held the Panthers to just 4 fourth-quarter points as they outscored them by a count of 13-4 in that fourth quarter, and that was really the difference in the basketball game as they rallied back to win. Atlantic only had 4 in the first half, the first quarter, rather. Creston just 4 in the fourth quarter. If you're going to hold a team down, that's a good time to do it down the stretch and pick up the victory. So, yeah, nice effort tonight by the Trojans in hanging around and battling through things and then working it out down the stretch. Take a look at the numbers for you here tonight for Atlantic. A couple of players in double digits this evening. Sam Markham and Dalton Franken, each with 15 points, and they did it differently. It was Markham in the first half, Franken in the second half. Dalton Franken with 13 of those 15 points in the second half, 11 of those coming in the third quarter, as he really helped Atlantic get back into that basketball game once again. Once they fell behind in that second half, both those two players with 15 points. Markham had 11 of his 15 in the first half to buoy Atlantic when they struggled early on. Also, 8 points for Chad Christensen. Six of four of those coming in the fourth quarter of the ball game tonight, including those two free throws to ice things away late. Also, 4 points tonight for Stuart Hoig, and Harrison Hoig had a couple in this evening's ball game. For the Panthers, 13 points tonight for Briar Evans to lead them. 9 points for Trey Thompson, 8 points this evening for Colby Taylor, 7 for Lucas Neitzel, and Kanan Summers finished with 3 points tonight for the Panthers. Neither team was any good at the free throw line. 5 of 10 for Atlantic, 6 of 12 for Creston. Each team shooting just 50% from the free throw line. But despite the type of ball game it turned into, Chris, it was kind of a rough and tumble matchup with a lot of body punches thrown, a lot of physical play out there. Still, not as many fouls called in that second half as I thought we might see. It looked like it was a little bit chippy at times, but the two teams really played it out here down the stretch. And outside of having to being forced to foul late to send Atlantic to the free throw line, neither team really getting much of an opportunity from the bonus.
Yeah, no, they really did a good job, I think, of kind of cleaning things up in the second half. But both the teams, I think, started to play a little bit more sound basketball instead of just trying to run each other over and go get balls. I think they're a little more controlled there in that second half. And then, the officials, I think, started to let things go a little bit more, let them play a little bit more. And I think it did wonders for the pace of this basketball game, too, because it became much more of a good flow up and down here for these two teams. And that's what you like to see with two teams that can really get out and run. You want to see that up and down action, and we saw much more of that later on.
Yeah, Absolutely. Well, I say good plays by some heady players. Sam Markham, as I mentioned, he'd be your first half MVP for Atlantic, as he kept them in the basketball game, putting up most of the points for them, although they didn't have many. But they also played great defense in that first half, only allowed 4 points in the second quarter against the Panthers as well, after they fell behind by a chunk early, and that helped them hang around. But in that second half, offensively, Dalton Franken really stepped it up in that ball game, especially in that third quarter, pumping in the points. And he was looking for shots, too. It wasn't just a matter of things were falling into his lap. He was trying to make things happen and giving his team an opportunity. And it was good to see that, because it would have been real easy just to get frustrated, because he struggled with a shot in the first half. It would have been easy to just say, tonight's not my night, and let somebody else do it. But he took the ball after just a two-point first half and kept firing away.
And he had a tough time getting looks in that first half, too, and I think it was a good move by Atlantic to have him bring the ball up a few times. He started to bring the ball up the floor, give him a little bit of space to work with, and then he can work himself off the dribble, and that paid off for him in the second half, too, because he had some space to find an open shot.
You bet. So the Trojans come away with a come-from-behind victory here tonight, 47-40 with the victory. Atlantic improved to 10-1. Overall on the season, the conference, this was a non-conference game as far as the standings goes. They still stay at 5-1. For the Panthers, their first loss of the season, they're now 9-1 overall. They're still 5-0 in Hawkeye 10 conference play after tonight's basketball game. So good night in a hot house.
Yeah.
Told you, it's hot in here.
Yeah, it's
still hot
in here. Really at the end, too.
Even after everybody's left, it's warm in here. That'll do it for us here tonight. Trojans win it 47-40, the final over the Creston Panthers here on the road. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN comes your way Friday night, as we will be in Griswold Friday night. Chris and I will have a girl-boy doubleheader from the Western Iowa Conference. AHST will face off against the Griswold Tigers on Friday night. Girls first at 6 o'clock. The boys will follow at 7:30, and we'll have both of those games for you here on KJAN. That's going to do it for us here this evening. 47-40, Atlantic defeating Creston here on the road in a boys' high school basketball matchup here this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here tonight, and good night from Creston.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls, and has 23 years of experience. No job is too small or too big. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camlin's Plumbing and Heating on the square in Harlan today. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building. They're located at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic, and their number is 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Rumors Lounge, located in the northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza, the perfect place to meet old and new friends, shoot a game of pool, watch your favorite sporting event, and enjoy a cold beverage of your choosing. Rumors Lounge, northeast corner of the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Mick Allen is a registered representative with ING Financial Partners. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through ING Financial Partners Incorporated, member SIPC.
KJAN Radio Atlantic Weather.
I'm Marissa Hovde with the latest SkyScan weather forecast for Atlantic and the KJAN listening area. Overnight, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 22, west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 43, west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming calm in the afternoon. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32, light south wind becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening. Thursday, rain likely after 7 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 42. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. Friday, areas of drizzle before 7 a.m., areas of fog before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 46. Saturday, a 20% chance of snow, partly sunny with a high near 23. That's the latest SkyScan weather forecast for Atlantic and the KJAN listening area. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting.
Thank you very much, Marissa. Right now we have winds blowing from the south-southwest at 7 miles per hour, 81% humidity, dew points at 30 degrees, 10 miles of visibility, and the pressure reading is rising at 30.03 inches in mercury. Here at the station, we have partly cloudy skies and a current temperature reading of 36 degrees outside. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in for high school basketball on KJAN. You've been listening to Atlantic playing Creston. And I got to say, that was a heck of a game with, at the end, Atlantic routing Creston. That was a very, very good game. So thank you all for tuning in for that. Hope to... You'll tune in with us on Thursday night. It's Iowa versus Michigan State. That starts at 5 p.m. And Friday night, we'll have AHST at Griswold. Girls at 6 p.m., boys at 7:30. That will be with on KJAN. Hope you'll tune in with us. I'm about to head out for the evening, but I'll leave you with some Buffalo Springfield for What It's Worth on KJAN. Have a great night, everyone.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop.